September 26th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I implore you, unite in prayer, not in violent protests. Violence is never the solution. It is the problem. Sanctuary cities should be sanctuaries of peace, not sanctuaries of man's free will where anything goes. I desire this nation be a sanctuary where my divine will is honored. Then mankind would find peace in my heart." You will never be able to make your own heaven on earth. Certainly, you will never be truly happy by embracing free will as your God. Embrace holy love as your be-all, end-all. The inner peace you experience in such an effort will be unmatched. Do not nurture problems such as racism and carry grudges in your hearts. This only serves to mushroom the size of any problem. Be forgiving, as I am forgiving. When you trust in my grace, every problem shrinks in size. Only through this trust will you find peace and resolution. Pray together. Do not hate together. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Another note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor, as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.